In the echo-prone old Senate chambers in Florida's historic capital, lawmakers and community leaders shook hands with young students working toward careers in politics.
How about you? Are you getting into campaign world or do you have some other?
That's Senate President Don Gates talking with Lisa Schneider. She's been in politics since she was 16. Now she's going to school to learn about campaigning. She and Gates are both here for the same reason, to recognize the achievements of former Florida Governor Ruben Askew.
Thank you, Governor. It's good to be here today.
And the room brought back some memories for Askew, who served part of his term in the building and even advocated for its demolition.
I tell you, I spent a little time in this room and found some of it satisfactory and some of it not so satisfactory.
Askew was responsible for the push to get the Sunshine Amendments added to the state's constitution, helping to create more transparency in state government. And the former governor even helped Senate President Gates' wife get a college education years ago.
See, Governor Askew made it his business to complete State Road 20 all the way from Tallahassee to Okaloosa County. And he ensured that Interstate 10 would be finished all the way to Pensacola. And so a young girl who only had the money in her pocket that she herself could earn was able to travel back and forth from Fort Walton Beach to Gainesville on a good road and one tank of gas in order to go to college.
Since then, the governor has taught at many public universities in the state. Finally, he settled at Florida State. But Askew says this will be his last year teaching at the school. He says he hopes his students remember his teachings on compromise, sincerity, and respect for others. Oh, and one last piece of advice.
But all of you who haven't run for office, run. It's a very sobering experience, isn't it?
Askew says when it comes to being part of the political process, a person is, in his words, never too old and, frankly, never too young. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.